Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And also WBJC's Kati Harrison. Good morning, Kati.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us for A Little Taste this morning. We have two wines, one from Greece and one from Germany. Our Greek offering is called Paleokerisio, and it is a traditional semi-sparkling orange wine from 2017 from the Ionina region. Kati, what did you think?
You know, I love the color. It reminds me a lot of soda that I drank growing up in Mexico called Sidral. Mm. Basically, it's an apple soda. And so when I tasted it, this is what I was expecting to taste, and it's nothing like that. This is a very mild-mannered, almost like cider, but a little more sparkle there. I really like it a lot. I kept thinking of smoked mussels and cheese.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nice. And for you, Mary?
Those are great choices.
Yeah?
I really like it.
I'm ready.
It does have a cidery quality, but it doesn't have the bite. It has a little yeastiness there that gives it a bit of complexity. I can sense it in the nose and you get it on the palate. It gives it a little more full-bodiedness than I would expect. It's really interesting. It tastes like no other sparkling wine I've had.
I can't see how serving this to company, it's about $15. It comes in a fantastic bottle. It has a bottle cap on it that you, like a Pepsi bottle from, you know, 1975. I have to say, this is a fascinating, interesting wine, and everybody's going to enjoy it who has it. And so, why not? Our second wine is the 2017 Federstahl Steep Slope Müller Thurgau, product of Germany. And I'm asking you, Kati Harrison, what you thought?
You know, this wouldn't be my first choice. There's acid, but not too much. It's, I don't want to use the word bland, but it is maybe a little bit flat for me. It's funny, though, because once it's on the palate and you don't have anything else in your mouth, it's almost like you have an afterthought and there's some peach in there and flowers, but I specifically get peach and I like that. Maybe I prefer not to.
You just want to smell it.
I just want to, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. And Mary, for you?
I get a lot of like fresh mown hay, fresh mown grass on the nose, and I find that really appealing. There's a chalkiness on the palate that I like a lot. It's very fresh tasting to me, and Müller Thurgau is not a heralded variety in Germany. It was mass produced and allowed to become sweet. And so it's really not something that you would score points being in Germany and saying, I want a glass of this. But this particular bottling is very, very nice.
I like this a lot, actually. I think it has a lot of acid for me. This has a nice, good, spiny quality to it. I think this is a nice aperitif. Both of these wines are definitely for the front of the meal or for shellfish, as we said, maybe some fried food. We also discussed that as well. I like this. And we have this discussion often in our home. This is not your wine, but it is kind of my wine. 2017 Federstahl Steep Slope Müller Thurgau, or the 2017 Paleokerisio Traditional Semi-Sparkling Orange Wine. Both are interesting, and both are around $15. Mm. Kati, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mary Zajac, a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine.
I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.